First today to the World Athletics Championships in Berlin, where on Sunday the reigning champion Barbara Shpotakova qualified with ease for the final of the women's javelin. The world record holder and Olympic gold medalist reached Tuesday's final with her first throw. An effort of 63 metres, 27 centimetres, was 1.25 metres beyond what Shpotakova needed to make the cut. Nevertheless, the 28-year-old from Jablonec was far from satisfied with her first showing at Berlin's Olympic Stadium.
It went exactly according to plan, but I felt absolutely terrible today. I'm glad I got through it the first attempt, because I don't know what's wrong with me today. I couldn't wake up or something. I hope it will be different in 2 days, or rather, I know it will be different in 2 days, because I wasn't myself this morning. Luckily, even with such a bad throw, I still got through, so on the other hand, I am happy. But still, it was nothing to write home about.
Barbara Shpotakova, one of the Czech Republic's biggest medal hopes at the World Athletics Championships in Berlin. Motorsport now, and a crowd of almost 220,000 saw Valentino Rossi come first in the Czech MotoGP in Brno on Sunday. The Italian had led from pole but was overtaken 6 laps from the finish by his Fiat Yamaha teammate Jorge Lorenzo. However, 1 lap later, the Spanish motorcyclist crashed, handing victory to Rossi, who is the reigning champion and leads the overall championship this season. As for the Czech riders involved, Lukáš Pešek came 12th, despite needing 4 injections to counteract a virus, while Karel Abraham crashed within seconds of the race getting underway. Abraham has a rather unfortunate record in the Czech MotoGP, finishing the race only once in 5 starts. Finally, the Czech Republic's David Svoboda came 2nd at the Modern Pentathlon World Championships in London at the weekend, repeating his silver success from last year. Svoboda was also part of a Czech team which also took silver in the British capital. That's all the sport for today.